USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, President Joe Biden's envoy for climate, has not set a good example for his new position, according to former Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Perry, the former governor of Texas, said Kerry is a pretty poor spokesperson for the climate business when he hops on a private jet and leaves a trail of emissions that is about 40 times more than it would be if he flew on a commercial airline. The Biden administration is opening an overflow facility for unaccompanied migrant children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Health and Human Services Department will reopen a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, that can accommodate about 700 children and can be expanded if necessary. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a meeting of top financial regulators this week to discuss market volatility driven by retail trading in GameStop and other stocks as early as Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A major league coach is facing disciplinary action. It comes as several women complain about his behavior. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Major League Baseball released a schedule that would call for spring training to begin on February 17th and opening day of the 2021 season to take place on April 1st. Super Bowl Sunday starts at 6:30 p.m. on CBS, the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hal Holbrook was an American actor, television director, and writer. He first received critical acclaim in 1954 for a one-man stage show he developed, Mark Twain Tonight.
It's his idea, you see, that the deity sits up nights to admire him. He's the creator's pet. Now you may wonder why. Well, because of his intellect. Man is a reasoning animal, such is the claim. Though I do think that's open to dispute.
Mr. Holbrook died January 23rd in Beverly Hills, California. He's buried alongside his wife, Dixie Carter, in Tennessee. The Super Bowl is this weekend as the Chiefs battle the Buccaneers. Bucks tight end Rob Gronkowski surprised two Advent health workers with personalized video messages inviting them to the big game. Belinda Spahn is a critical care worker at Advent Health North Pinellas.
Obviously, it's a dream of a lifetime to go to a Super Bowl. And yet, when you think about the reason actually behind the invitation, it's a bit surreal, and you gladly change it. If you could just turn back the hands of time and not have this monster called COVID, right, and sit home on your couch and watch and cheer the Bucks home.
Belinda was charged with caring for the first COVID-19 patient to be administered to the ICU back in April of 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.